I went off and had a holiday. And then packed a rucksack and caught a bus to Newcastle upon Tyne. I thought Hull was good. It was a good-sized city. I didn't want to go back to Hull particularly. And Newcastle was a nice size. And I thought it was, you know, it was close to the countryside and that sort of thing. So, yeah, I landed up at Northern Bus Station, bought an Evening Chronicle, looked down for a bed and breakfast, caught a bus and got a bed and breakfast. It was off Westcote Road, opposite the fire station. But I went for a job anyway. I went to the employment agency and said, you know, want a job? And they asked me what the qualifications were. And I said, da-di-da-di-da. They said, well, you need to go next door. Different employment place for
professional executive, they probably called it in those days, I seem to remember.
They didn't get me a job straight away. So I went back to the other place and said, you know, I want any job. And they got me a job driving wagons for Scottish and Newcastle Brewery. And my job there was to deliver wines and spirits. Not the beer, the wines and spirits. And, you know, I'd have about 15 to 20 pubs to get round, driving down County Durham and County Northumberland. And I was quite good at that because I had ordnance survey maps. Quite a lot of the guys there, they'd go out with loads and they'd come back and I hadn't delivered them because they couldn't find the place. But I could find the places. And I drove. That was all 2 months. It was just over the Christmas period. I think 2 or 3 months I did that. Yes, it was interesting. You know, I had a good look round County Durham and Northumberland, travelling all over. Now, sometime about then, I got a job at Swan Hunters, shipbuilders, because they'd just got a new technical director who'd got a degree in naval architecture from Newcastle University, and he'd just joined, and they were about to get a computer. They had a computer in the line, you know. And so when he found that there was a mathematician looking for a job, they gave me a job. The computer wasn't there to begin with, so I had to learn about building ships. And I had an office just off the drawing office, where there was loads of guys with great big boards, drawing ships, designing all the pipe work and everything. So I had this office and I had complete freedom. I could go anywhere in the shipyard. I could go and look at them bending enormous steel plates. I could clamber over ships that were still, you know, part built. And the drawing office, of course, I learned a lot there from the guys there. And basically the shipyard cut and bent steel to make the ships, which when they were finished, they just slid down the slipway into the Tyne, hoping it didn't hit the bank on the far side. But they had several thousand tons of chain fixed to the ship, so that dragged the ship to a stop in the middle of the Tyne. The computer came, the IBM System 360, Model 30, and the main purpose of the computer was to do the wages, the orders, you know, the office stuff. But this director, the technical director who hired me, what was his name? It'll come. He wanted to use the computer for ship design. And to do that, we had to have a different operating system. The clerical people, wages and so on, use a basic system called Basic Programming Support, BPS. But I couldn't use BPS for doing the ship design stuff because I had to use what's language called Fortran, form of translation. And so I had to pull up a different operating system. It was DOS. disk operating system. And I couldn't do that in the day because all these other clerical people worked on it during the day. So my use of the computer started about 6 o'clock. And my first task was to install an operating system on this machine. And that was not simple like it is now. You just put a CD in or floppy drop disk in a thing and it installs an operating system. No, this meant hours of punching cards. The deck, it was over 1,000 cards, which were like the instructions that told the computer how to generate an operating system for this particular computer with its hardware, these magnetic tapes and discs and so on. It took me 2 or 3 months to generate the DOS operating system that would finally work. I would go home in the early hours of the morning with a computer listing, fan-folded, great big listing, which I'd have to ripple through to find out where the generation had failed. And then the next day I'd go back and alter the deck and then wait for my turn again in the evening. Anyway, eventually we got a disk operating system working. And then I started to write programs for ship design.